Today is Friday, October 4th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is World College Radio Day. It's also National Body Language Day, National Manufacturing Day, World Smile Day, National Vodka Day, and National Cinnamon Bun Day. I like to end on a food, because those are my favorite, is the foods. I'm hungry all the time. I'm hungry right now as I'm recording. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to make for dinner later. Well, actually, right as soon as I get done recording this, I'm going to make dinner because it's 7:08 p.m. It's kind of late, but I'll have to make something quick because I had to record Throwing Down with Joe, or I needed to record Throwing Down with Joe because we're leaving for our cruise on Saturday. And so normally Joe and I would record on Sunday or even the following Tuesday. We record every 2 weeks, and we started back after a little bit of a break. And anyway, so needed to record and then do this. I could have done this before that, but I was resting because work makes me tired. I only attended 8 meetings today, but I had 10 meetings on the calendar. One of them got canceled and one of them I skipped because I said, I don't need to be in this meeting. This is an engineering meeting. You guys do not need me. I have a million things to do. And I didn't attend. So looking to see if we have any contact. Contact has been a little bit light the past week. But we do have one text message. Well, I say contact has been light. Auntie Scott did call twice. So I guess it hasn't been. But haven't gotten many. Let's put it this way. Have not gotten many text messages. Because the last text message we got was September 26th. I guess that was last week, probably. But Gary in Portland did message, and he says, you failed National Techie Day. Yeah, I was trying, you know, the demos of, I was trying to demo ChatGPT, and Joe and I were playing around a little bit with ChatGPT earlier on that recording. And he had better luck than I did, but it kept freezing on my phone. I don't know if it was an internet thing or what the case may be, but Joe was not having any problems with it at all. But I do like it. I find it impressive. I can just talk to it and it'll talk back and it'll remember things that I've said and, you know, remember my name and all that kind of stuff. And the voice sounds pretty believable. The inflection is good and the emotion and all that kind of stuff. It does, after you talk for a while, the responses do feel a little like what you would expect the response to be kind of thing. And it's so positive. Like I almost want to try where I can tell it, hey, don't be quite as positive as what you're being. Be a little sarcastic, add something in that makes it a little bit more interesting to talk to you because it's so, oh my God, Adam, that is such a wonderful story. That must have been so fun. And you're like, come on. Just, you don't have to be that bubbly, happy all the time. I'll try that. I did try. I asked it, I can't remember if that was on the show, but I did ask it to give me some baked goods that we could try when we're in Greece. And then I said, hey, can you give me that list again, but do it with a Greek accent? And it did. It did it with a Greek accent. It was pretty cool. So I'm trying to think about what has happened. Like I said before, just work is going, you know, gangbusters, basically. I don't think that's right at all, but the right saying that I'm trying to use at all. But work has just been very busy because I have so much to do. And I know I only have 1 day left now, but it always ends up. I mean, I don't want to attract something, but it always ends up that the the day that I'm leaving or the day before I'm leaving to go on a vacation, something comes up. Some manager needs, oh my God, can you do this PowerPoint presentation? I need it today, you know, or I need it Tuesday, but no, I'm going to be on PTO. So you have to do it today or something like that. Oh, before you leave, can you do? So I don't know. Nothing has come up yet. And I am almost all the way through my to-do list that I made myself. I even got my emails have been between 200 and 300 unread messages since this summer. I have not been able to get caught up with my email messages. And I've always been a zero inbox kind of guy. I want, at the end of the day, I want to have no unread email messages. It's impossible. We use Slack, which is an internal messaging tool, and people email you. They Slack you. We have Teams as well, so you get messages in Teams. And Zoom has chat feature, like a messaging feature, and my company finally removed that, so we can't use it, but people would message you there as well because nobody knows like where they're going to be able to get a hold of you. And so you'll get an email from someone, you get a Slack message from someone, they'll tag you in a Teams message, and there's just so much communication. I've just not been able to keep up with my email. But I got down to 5 messages before the end of the day today. 5 email messages. And tomorrow I plan to get it all the way down to 0 before I leave. Now I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks. So of course I will have 500 messages or something in my email inbox when I get back. But there's nothing I can really do about that. I mean, when you're gone, you get email. That's just... So again, I'll be struggling to catch up with all the emails that are going to be in my email inbox. But... So yeah, I've been doing that. I just go back through my day as Big Fatty does. Last night, I went to sleep around 11:45. And no problems getting to sleep there. I put on YouTube when I go to sleep, and it will keep auto playing. And every time it wants to play this YouTube show called The WAN Show, which is Linus Tech Tips. I don't know why, but at 3 in the morning, I will wake up and Linus Tech Tips is on. I don't know. So I turn on YouTube. I don't even remember what I was watching, but something. Fell asleep almost immediately. And woke up around 6:15. I think I woke up at 5 something and then went back to sleep. Woke up about 6:15, got up. I forced myself to get up because... Sorry, I had to yawn. I'm trying to suppress a yawn. I got up around 6:15. I had to make myself because I want to get my steps in and my exercise before I start my day, and I was able to get up, but it was harder this morning to get out of bed for whatever reason. It's been getting kind of chilly in the mornings, not as cold as it was in Alaska. Now, well, when I listened to Big Fatty's episode this morning, he was talking about being in Alaska and how cold it was, and he was like, oh my God, everyone, it's fabulous. It's fabulous. But I don't really enjoy cold all that much. Although I don't enjoy heat all that much either. I really, 69, 70 degrees with a little bit of a breeze is perfect. Anything lower than that or higher than that, I don't want it. But so it's been a little bit chilly, so I put on my sweatpants and a t-shirt, did my 4 laps around, and I pooed before I left because walking tends to release the bowels or push things down, we'll say. And I decided I was going to try to go before I left for my walk. So I did. I was successful. And then I go on my walk. Well, I ate a lot of jalapenos recently. Because I'm trying to count my calories, I'm trying to add things that make my food more punchy. You know, whatever food I'm eating, I'm trying to add punch to it. But in the morning, I always feel it in the morning, grumbly guts, because I get spicy food just gives me that. So I had done like a lap and a half, and I felt like something was going to come shooting out if I didn't get home. So I was like, running home, not running literally, but walking, fast mall walking, we'll say, to get back to my house. And I made it. But it was one of those where you sit over, I don't want to get too graphic, but it was one of those where you sit over it and it's like waterfall. Like you, it's like you were just on the edge of missing and just made it. But I made it. And then I went back and had to finish the other two laps after I was done. And then got ready for work, yada, yada. Had a bunch of meetings. And that was it. Tonight, after I cook, I need to start packing. Because tomorrow, I'm going to have work all the way up until 5 or 5:30. And then we have an anniversary dinner that starts set 6 sharp. And I have to come immediately home from the anniversary dinner and record the gay mix and then get up in the morning. I have to take Mark to the airport and then I have to go to be at the airport by 2 o'clock and I have to take Sydney to my parents' house as well. So I have so much to do in the next 48 hours, not even 48 hours. What's 24 plus 12, like 36 hours, we'll say. So much to do. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday, maybe. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.